Just to say a little bit of just Direi Machshava. The parsha in this week's parsha, which is usually read immediately after Shavuos. It's funny that this is like a lot of people have come up to me and asked me about Eretz Yisrael. They're off, and it's taka true. Like we're reading things Keseder. And Bamidbar is supposed to be before Shavuos, and also supposed to be after Shavuos. So we actually, the kasha is not really on us. The kasha is more what's going on over there. But that's, this is, Naso is usually the parsha that's read after the Yontif of Shavuos. And Naso, the Ksava Kabbalah writes, is not the same language as Se'u. It's not a command. Naso has a mashmos of, even though your head's up, you should make sure to, it's a Lashon Pa'ul. It's a lashon of keep your head up. Make sure that your head doesn't drip down when it was a raised form. So what is this idea that the Ksav Kabbalah is stressing to us at the beginning of this week's parsha? So there's a beautiful idea that I found that highlights some of these ideas, and I thought that it really pertains to us immediately after Shavuos, but more importantly, it pertains to many of our families. The Torah in the beginning of Parshas Naso discusses the counting of the Bnei Gershon. Bnei Gershon were the firstborn, and if you look carefully in last week's Parsha and the beginning of this week's Parsha, they don't actually get the most mechubed job. You know, the Bnei Levi, the Bnei Gershon, the Bnei Kos, the Bnei Merari, The Bnei Kos were the ones that were carrying the Aron and the Kalim, and the Bnei Gershon got the Urias, the covers of the Mishkan, and really they were the firstborns, they were the Bchirim, and the Torah says Naso Esrosh Bnei Gershon Gam Heim. So Reb Leibel Eiger writes a beautiful idea. Sometimes you have a child, you have a person that feels like a gamhim. It feels like, you know, he's an add-on. He's an addition. He's not that kid that's always getting the ooh-wah, always getting that extra, you know, a pat on the back. I'm so impressed. What a shayla. Ooh, wow. Did you hear what this boy did in school today? Sometimes you have that gamhim. He feels like he's a little bit a shtick of leftovers. He feels like he's an add-on. He's riding in the back seat. So it's very important to realize that's really what their name is also. Bnei Gershon. Gershon is Miloshon Gerishtani. I mean, sometimes I feel like I was drifting away. I was disconnected. I was nisgarish. I was cut off. I was set aside. I wasn't part of the real mishpacha. I wasn't part of the respectable people in the family. And sometimes we really we fall into this trap. It's important as parents that you know, they call it the third child syndrome. That it's not the same as the first one or the second one, or it doesn't have to be necessarily in that order, or the first one, the one who excels, or who, everyone has their own avoda. And everyone has to feel naso, that you are also. Don't let the fact that you're Bnei Levi and you were counted in Parshas Bamidbar, and even though you think on the outside that you're just carrying the Urias, the Ksav Kabbalah writes in the beginning of this week's Parsha, he says, keep that head up. Not Se'u. Not raise your head. He already got his head raised. But he sees that, oh, look who's getting the Chashivas. Look who's getting respected. Look who's getting the psh, psh. Oh, the Bnei Kos are getting it. And I should have been there. I was the firstborn. I was the person who was on track. That's what it said in my yearbook. They said I was going to be that. And this is what I got. So unfortunately, sometimes we fall into that trap. And we don't give the right chizuk to each and every child's job that they're so necessary, and everyone has a part and parcel of the avoda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And we have to be mechazik them. So comes along a parsha. A parsha immediately after the Yontif of Shavuos that tells us when it comes to the Bnei Gershon, Gamhim, those Gamhim children, those Gamhim individuals, that you should make sure to keep their head up. Not Se'u, Naso. Make sure that they feel Chashuv just as much as everyone else, and they don't let their heads drift away, and they don't let themselves feel like they're Gerishtani, like they're the Bnei Gershon. Gamhem, make sure that the Gamhem also keep their heads up and are still in a matzav of Nosso. This is important for all of our families, that we have to make sure. I said to the guys yesterday in the Ne'ilas HaChag that the Sfasemes has a lashon. He says that a person can't teach Torah to a guy. So the Shagasari says, why not? I have a chilek in Torah, you have a chilek in Torah. Why? Let me sell my chilek in Torah, and I can teach Torah to a guy. The Gemara says it's usher to teach Torah to a guy. So the Sfasemes says, so the Tur Yevin says, let me. Why is it usher? Let me teach my chilek, and I'm going to sell it. I can do whatever I want with my chilek. So the Sfasemes says a fascinating language. He says, I don't understand you. He says to the Tur Yevin, he says, I don't understand you. We have a shutfus. We all are yesh shishim ribui oisios l'Torah. We're 600,000 osios. We're all collectively becoming one Torah. If I'm a shutuf with you in business, and you go and sell your chilek to a guy without getting my permission, that's gezel. Not allowed to do that. We're in this together. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs your avoida just as much as he needs my avoida. And we have to tell our children, Kadosh Baruch Hu needs you just as much as he needs Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That's MS Lamito, the Sfasemes is saying. The neshama that was sitting at Arsina, that is your neshama, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky is the same exact neshama. Just Reb Chaim Kanievsky maintains his neshama a little bit better. Reb Chaim Kanievsky cleans it out, just like we clean our cars for Pesach. Reb Chaim Kanievsky makes sure to keep things clean, make sure he doesn't contaminate with a lot of the narishkeit that we have in our lives. But ultimately, fundamentally, when you look and you're going to get to the Olam HaEmes and you're going to see the neshamas are going to look exactly the same. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your avoida. You shouldn't feel gereshtani. You shouldn't feel gamheim. You're just as much part of the puzzle to build this Sefer Torah and to recognize what is our avoida in this world and getting to the ultimate palace as much as everyone else. And that is the parsha that we should be mechazik. And we should be mechazik ourselves even after Shavuos, even after the lights, and after the beautiful experience that we had, a beautiful yontif. Sometimes we ourselves feel like, oh, we're just gamheim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not interested in us after the yontif of Shavuos. Not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's just as interested in us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our voida today, just like he did yesterday during the yontif of Shavuos, and we shouldn't, chas v'shalom, lose our chizuk that we had on the yontif of Shavuos. We should keep naso. We should keep our heads raised up high, just like they were on the Yontif of Shavuos. Yashar Koach.